The Chinese PhD student was convicted of attacking 10 women in London last month.
Zhou could be one of the most prolific sexual offenders in the history of British policing. They found 1,600 hours worth of videos on his phone and secret cameras showing him carrying out attacks.
Capital Charlotte Lynch has been across the story. We're just hearing Hollywood actor Val Kilmer has died at the age of 65. He played Batman in the 90s.
I saw the signal, sir.
I've left Wayne Enterprises en route to the Batcave.
All is ready, sir.
And starred alongside Tom Cruise in Top Gun. His daughter says he had pneumonia. He'd been diagnosed with throat cancer in 2014. There's been an increase in 18 to 34-year-olds being scammed into buying fake gig tickets. Santander says more than £3 million has also been lost to romance and friendship scams in the first part of this year. Liverpool can take a step closer to the Premier League title with victory in tonight's Merseyside derby. They're getting ready to take on Everton at Anfield. And Brad Pitt's character from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood could be getting a new spin-off. He won an Oscar for his portrayal of laid-back stuntman Cliff Booth in the movie.
Capital Weather. Check the weather on Global Player, the official Capital app.
A dry morning in London with sunny spells and a light breeze and highs of 15 degrees. From Global's newsroom at Capital Reports, I'm Lottie Morley.
This is Capital.
From Global.
Good morning.
Capital Breakfast.
With Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
Capital Breakfast.
Right then, it's just after 7 o'clock. Hello, it's Wednesday morning. It's Capital Breakfast with me, Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby. And our job is to make your morning better. So how are we going to do that this hour, please, guys?
Well, we've got the Bond game at 7.45. I'm hoping we get a massive winner today.
Yeah,
as in a massive win.
Yeah,
obviously. Big win, money-wise. That's what I'm after. In the Bond game, we do it every morning at 7.45.
Yeah, also, one of your new favourite segments, and obviously if you want to join in and tell us what you're watching, we're going to do some telly chat next. So if you're watching something really good that you think we should be watching, drop us a message on 0345 6000 958.
Jordan North, Chris Stark, and Sean Welby.
Sleezing and teasing, I'm sitting on him.
water dripping on him. I met him at the bar, it was 12 or something. I ordered two more wines, cause tonight I want him. A little context if you care to listen. I find myself in a position. The man that I love sat me down last night and he told me that it's over, done decision. And I don't wanna feel how my heart is ripping. In fact, I don't wanna feel, so I stick to sipping. And I'm out on the town with a simple mission. In my little black dress and it's sitting. Just a heartbroken high heel, 6 inch in the back of the nightclub, sipping champagne. I don't trust any of these I'm with in the back of the taxi, sniffing. Calls, drunk texts, drunk tears, drunk sex. I was looking for a man who was on the same page. Back to the intro, back to the bar, to the Bentley, to the hotel, to my own way. Last night really was the cherry on the cake. Been some dark days lately and I'm finding it crippling. Excuse my state, I'm as high as your hopes that you'll make it to my bed, get me hot and sizzling. If I take a step back to see the glass half full, at least it's the Prada two-piece that I'm tripping in. And I'm already acting like a d**k, not me, so you might as well stick it. Just a heartbroken high heel, 6 inch in the back of the nightclub, sipping champagne. I don't trust any of these d**ks I'm with in the back of the taxi, sniffing.
Why? I said, what it feel like I felt last night. I don't wanna feel like I felt last night.
Yeah, a piece of the things you can't change.
Last
naked
night.
Naked and I can't.
Had a reason, had a test. Too numb, I don't feel no way. So stuck, so what? Street smart, but it goes both ways. So, you're one, yeah, you never escape. Sunset in the lake.
Give me my symptoms, though, I don't wanna feel.
And escapism on Capital Breakfast. Let's do some telly chat.
I don't think you're ready for this telly. I don't think you're ready for this telly. I don't think you're ready for this. Cause my shows are so delicious for your brain.
Every now and then on the show, we just like to tell you what you need to be watching on the old box, because there's so many good shows out at the moment. We are living in an era of golden television, boys and girls. Who's going first?
I actually agree with you. I think at the minute there's so much good telly that there's like a backlog of things I need to watch. The thing I've started is something called The Residence.
The Residence?
Yeah, you might see this pop up on your Netflix. It's really cool. It's basically like a whodunit. It's a new murder mystery, but like a little bit of dark comedy in there as well. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You like those, did you ever see the Adam Sandler, Jennifer Aniston films, Murder Mystery? Or
yeah.
Like Glass Onion, you know what those type of ones where there's lots of characters? They're almost very much like Cluedo characters. Mm. Quite stylized this. There's loads of faces in it that you'll recognise, but you might not necessarily know their names if I just say the actors' names. So if I say Crazy Eyes from Orange is the New Black, do you remember
her? Yeah, I do.
She's
yeah.
in it. Gus from Breaking Bad. Do you remember him? Gus?
The bad guy?
Yeah. Gus is in it. There's a cop from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, okay.
There's just loads of cool actors in it, and it's all about a murder at the White House, so it's very cool from the get-go.
Right, so that's The Residence on
Netflix. The Residence, right. Yeah.
Okay, mine is one that I watched for the first time last night, and I knew after one episode I'm going to be into it. Mark's texted as well, suggesting it. It's This City Is Ours, BBC One. OMG, so good.
So what is this? This City Is Ours?
Yeah, so it's basically about these Liverpool gangsters, like the Scouse Mafia, if you will. And in it is well-known faces. So, like, you'll know him, the guy in it, James Nelson Joyce, he plays a baddie in everything. He's got a proper strong Liverpoolian accent. He is great. Also, you got Hannah Onslow, there's been in loads of things. But Sean Bean's in it. He's like the dad. He plays the main like, mob
legend
guy.
Of yeah. Yorkshire Tea.
Off of Yorkshire Tea. And the thing is with Sean Bean, he's a great actor, one of my favourite. I used to love watching him in Sean. When I was younger.
Yeah.
Even
what a shout.
Sharp was so was, good.
Do you remember Sharp?
No.
No, Sharp.
Class had the best theme tune.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh.
What was it?
Class.
It was, I can't remember. It was, we'll find it.
It was like, it was old school soldiers.
Yeah.
But like, really old school.
And in this, typical Sean Bean, even though he's the head of like the Scouse Mafia, he's still got his strong Sheffield accent, but which is great.
Listen, I'm a fan of this because I don't want to name any names. but some people attempt to do accents that I think, do you know what I mean? Jason yeah. Statham. Just saying that sometimes stick to your accent because it's more distracting and jarring when you try and change it.
I agree.
Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah, so it just best to do it. And even in this, he's got his strong Sheffield accent, which he did in Game of Thrones. The director must have said, look, just stick to what you know, Sean. You've got this. But there's a scene that's doing the rounds, okay, that everybody's copying on TikTok.
So in the first episode, they're at a christening and they're all dancing to this song. And they're all on the dance floor and they all do this, like, choreography dance and everybody's copying it on TikTok and you can't stop singing this song.
Yeah, this is cool. So what's this called?
This City Is Ours.
That's a good song.
You've got to watch it. It's so good.
It's made of sticks.
My telly recommendation, no one, there's no sort of famous people that star in this, but there are, you know, potentially a lot of up-and-coming.
Here we go.
It's called Inside the Four Seasons Park Lane Hotel.
Oh, God.
And what it is, it's like a drama where you get to see kind of behind the scenes of a five-star hotel.
But when you say it's like a drama, it's real life.
Well, it's real life, yeah. I'm just trying to big it up a bit because you've both done these glossy sort of Netflix
style I love
shows.
Your recommendations. They're just normally like 10 years old. Where have you found this show?
Channel 5.
Okay, so this could have been filmed years ago.
It's class. I love it.
Great.
Because you get really swept up in it. You get to know the butlers. You get to see how they do the laundry. It's like a city down there. like a city of laundry. It's quite extraordinary. Mad.
But they make drama out of nothing. Like, the voiceover will go, residents and guests in room 304 have asked for a kick. Cat and then cut to some camp concierge going,
oh, mate, I need a Kit Kat, a Kit Kat.
Yeah. One of the cupboards was squeaky.
There you go.
And the butler had to deal with that before checking.
That is our telly chat for you today. You've got to watch The Residence on Netflix, This City Is Ours, and Inside the Four Seasons Park Lane Hotel.
Where we move, skin on skin, no separation, need no conversation, on everything, it's automatic going several to a high, riding, wishing the wheels are falling. Ticking, it's ticking, you're too long. Right before I decide to go. And like you hurt me, only serve it up if you deserve me. Yeah. Pull up and hurt me, push the stone. And like you hurt me, only serve it up if you deserve me. Yeah. Pull up and hurt me, push the stone. Pushing on my buttons with no hesitation. Give me motivation, so tell me where we come, pick a destination. Gas me up, give me motivation. No, pushing on my buttons with no hesitation. Gas me up, give me motivation, so tell me where we come, pick a destination. Gas me up, give me motivation.
Loads of people texting saying This City Is Ours is so good. I watched the first episode last night. You have got to watch it. It's really good.
Yeah, I've had a text in here from Dan in Portsmouth who's WhatsApped. Said, Sean, I'm about to watch The Residence. That's on my to-do list. But for me, it's all about Severance. I heard you guys talking about it a few weeks ago. I have to say, I was almost ready to give up on it a few episodes in, but so glad I hung in there. You're right. The last two episodes of season one are worth it alone. That is some of the best telly I've seen.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of messages about Severance, actually. Helen in Edinburgh says, guys, please talk about Severance. I can't stop thinking about it. Has me rethinking everything I thought I knew about work.
Well, yeah. Guys, we have the stars of Severance joining us after 8 o'clock today. Adam Scott, who plays Mark S, and Britt Lauer, who plays Helly R, is going to be on the show after 8 o'clock. Nobody panic. Everybody stay calm, because we're all obsessed with this TV show. Also, we found the Sharp theme tune for you as well.
Oh, class.
We're talking about Sharp with Sean Bean in off of the 90s. You stay up and watch this with my granddad on a Sunday night. Best theme tune ever.
Never watched this, Sharp?
No.
Jump on this. Sharp.
Sharp.
With an E.
Yeah.
Oh, with an E.
With an E.
Sharp TV show.
Oh. No, wait for it to kick in.
Oh, my God, I forgot about this.
How good is this?
To be fair, I do love an electric guitar and an intro.
Sean Bean at his finest. Here's Billie Eilish and Birds of a Feather on Capital Breakfast.
I want you to stay.
Capital Breakfast, 17 minutes past 7. It's Jordan, Chris and Sean. Yesterday on the show, we were joined by YouTube sensation and musical megastar Alex Warren. You'll know him from this track that we're playing loads. He was so lovely. He's the nicest guy. And we spoke to him about something yesterday. And I just don't think that we've had the respect it deserves, Sean Welby.
What are you on about?
Okay, so if I just get you this clip from yesterday, this is when we had Alex Warren in. Have you had corned beef hash yet?
Oh, yes, it's every time.
Corned beef hash. Have a day off the lot of you. Right, next time you're in, I'll make you corned beef hash. Kylie Minogue had it.
What is it?
It's beef in a tin with potatoes and carrots.
Sounds great.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, that sounds like a proper meal.
Just a little bone to pick with you, Sean. Afterwards, you went on a bit of a rant after Alex left the studio. Come on, here we go.
Well, because he's so polite and so lovely. So, of course, you had to shoehorn in the old corned beef hash again. When will it stop? In the De Niro interview, it comes up. Kylie Minogue's been made to eat it.
I thought that when you brought it up. Is it a nervous thing? Is it just what you revert to?
Well, I feel like I'm being personally attacked here.
Well, you do bring it up a lot.
This is my culture.
do talk about it a lot, though, don't you?
Yeah.
It's never. We have a meeting before we meet guests, right? And we sort of discuss what we're going to talk about. It's never corned beef hash.
No, you know you shouldn't talk about it. That's what it is. And so he never tells us he's going to do it.
Yeah.
There's only one thing for it. Due to your lack of respect, I've had an idea. I'm going to explain more next.
Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
And eBay.
Find affordable pre-loved gems this spring.
Mickey could try to sell his car privately. Or get it sold today with We Buy Any Car. He could spend days on end trying to sell to a bunch of time wasters. Or sell in a flash and head to the fun fair with the kids. Proper gutted. Or proper impressed. To get a quote in 30 seconds, enter your reg number now at webuyanycar.com.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. A very warm welcome to this British Airways flight.
Right, have I got everything? Water bottle in seat back? Check. Headphones? Check. The book that has been to a beach in Rhodes, a park in Copenhagen, a spa in Budapest, and back to London again. Unread. Check.
Fly to over 100 destinations across Europe. Another British Airways travel essential.
Picture a hash brown. Yep. There it is. Right there. Would you look at that? A golden oval of crispy deliciousness. From where? Well, you already know. Breakfast done properly. Served until 11 a.m.
Here's a little lesson from Activia.
Every morning is a special moment for your gut, so help it out with some good stuff.
New Activia Kefir range with authentic kefir grains plus calcium, because a healthy day starts with your gut. Activia contains calcium, which contributes to the normal function of digestive enzymes and to normal energy yielding metabolism. Enjoy as part of a balanced diet and healthy lifestyle. Activia, your gut is where it all begins.
Discover outlet shopping at the O2 this spring. Save up to 70% off RRP on over 60 designer brands, including Nike, Adidas, Levi's, Kate Spade, The Cosmetics Company Store, Le Creuset, and more. And with over 30 bars and restaurants, a cinema, bowling, climbing, interactive football, mini golf, paddle tennis, and indoor skydiving, why not stay for the day? Visit us at North Greenwich, just 15 minutes from central London. Search outlet shopping at the O2 and plan your trip today.
The latest travel for London.
Miss Capital.
You know, it's easy to miss important things with all the notifications you get. Like this message from Sergey. Help me, I'm trapped in the upstairs bathroom. Delete. But this message from Otto Sergey is important.
Hello, Mr. Alexander. I've delivered your personalized car insurance deals ahead of your renewal.
Thank you, Otto Sergey. Simples. Just make it simples with personalized deals delivered by Otto Sergey from Compare the Market.
Help! Prices generated from information you provided. Review before purchasing.
Help!
Capital Travel Update. With Luton Airport Express. 32 minutes from St. Pancras to the airport terminal.
Morning, Lottie. What's the latest with the travel?
Hey, Jordan. There are delays of about 20 minutes on the M1 southbound to the junction for Dunstable South. That's because of roadworks. It's slow on the North Circular westbound from Staples Corner to the Neasden Interchange. On the trains, Stansted Express and Greater Anglia services are not running between Bishop Stortford and Stansted Airport. That's because of emergency works. And on the Underground, there are severe delays on the Jubilee lines and minor delays on the District and Piccadilly lines. More in 20 minutes.
This is...
Hey guys, it's Tate McRae here.
Capital
Breakfast.
Take your jeans, take your pen off me. Oh girl, it's G. I can't take no more, I'm going weak in my knees. Would you put those keys? We can show and see. We'll be right back.
Here we go.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Capital.
Wednesday morning, Steve Angelo, Laidback Luke and Robin S with Show Me Love on Capital Breakfast 7:28. How are you getting on? How are you fettling? It's Jordan, Chris and Sean on your Wednesday morning with the Bong Man on the way in 15 minutes time. We're going to be taking on that mean old Bong Man. Make sure the kids are in the car and ready because you don't want to miss it today.
Capital Breakfast.
Capital Breakfast.
With Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
Capital Breakfast. Right, I've had a bit of an idea. It's going to need a bit of explaining, so pin your ears on me. Chris and Sean, I need your support on this as well, please.
Always, always.
Right? So, ever since I started this show, both of you and the listeners have been so welcoming, and this week is our one-year anniversary. This is the best thing I ever did coming over here. I've enjoyed it so much. There's nothing better than getting in a cab in London and then going, what about that Bong Man then? I love that Bong Man. Like, I love a lot of Aussies that drive cabs. Right? People of text, I think one of the nicest texts you can say is, I loved Roman when he was on with Sean and Chris. I was a big fan of Roman, but I've been listening to you and you've won me over. I'm like, thank you. That really means a lot. This is, I'm working with you guys every single day, everyone on the team. I absolutely love it here. I make it no secret.
And well, we love you.
So what do you want?
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
There is one thing I would change, right? In fact, Jake, get me oh, this will be nice as well for the sad news about Val Kilmer. Get me, Jakey, get me Top Gun music, please. Thank you. There you go. Yes. So, there is one thing that I would change about my year on Capital Breakfast, and that is the reception that corned beef hash is getting.
Oh,
I hate to do it. It's mainly in the South. Some call it vile. Some say it's disgusting. One person here in this studio said it looks like cat food. Another said it looked like dog sick. And I am not having it anymore. So at 7:30 on the Wednesday morning, I've had an idea. I was in bed yesterday. Shut up out of bed. I thought, right, how can I get people trying it? So here's the pitch. We do this with our friends at Greg's. I call them and they help me out.
Wow. Wait, we're not calling Greggs. What are you on about?
There's a corned beef pasty that is only sold.
Right, Let me finish.
What do you mean? Let me finish.
Go on.
Let me finish. There's a corned beef pasty that is only sold up north. I used to get it when I went to uni in Sunderland. They do it in the northeast.
But Greggs do a corned beef pasty?
I have heard of this.
Really?
Yeah. You're right. And it is actually, I think, a northern thing. He might be running this. So what are you proposing? They send it to us?
No. They bring it to London, to the south, and we change the nation's perceptive of corned beef forever. Them to bring the corned beef pasty to London and we get it in stores on Friday. We take over the capital with corned beef. Everyone falls in love with it. It's debate over, and after a year of being on this show, people turn to me and say, Jordan, you've brought corned beef to the nation.
Well, can we just be real, right? Because I love the ambition. What, today's Wednesday. You want this rolled out in London stores for Friday.
I do, yes? Sean Welby.
I'm Greg's listening.
Chris Stark, are you with me?
I'm not sure.
0345 6000 958. If you're with me, if you want to help me out in any way to get corned beef the love and recognition it deserves after 1 year of being on Capital Breakfast, please do get in touch. This time next year, we'll have a nation of corned beef lovers.
You want to unite the north and south on this, right?
That's exactly what I want to do. Bring them together. Like Cagney and Lacey.
And like, bring this pasty, the corned beef pasty, you said, to the capital.
Yeah. I will personally end the north-south divide. I just need to get in touch with Greggs. That's
okay.
All right? I just need to speak to Greggs.
Well, they normally have us on in Greggs, don't they?
Yeah, how are you going to tackle this one? DMs?
DMs, emails. I've got an auntie that works in Greggs in Colne, so...
If anyone's listening and they're working in Greggs right now, just let us know.
Yeah, I'll make it work, I will. We've got 2 days. Here's Little Tecker and Dark Thoughts on Capital Breakfast.
No, my so bad. You spend your cash on a you never had, yeah. I'ma tell me, boy, don't lie. So I ain't gonna slide if that ain't by the bag, yeah. And my life changed so fast that I don't even recognize myself from last, yeah. Said she never needed no man, but when she with you, said she needs somebody else. Now I ain't tryna add no pressure, oh yeah. I know that they all doing extra. She got dark thoughts, send me hits on, yeah. Baby, I be messed up for ya. Said she wanted me to explore her now. Baby, let me get a little toy, yeah. And she got dark thoughts, let me hit some now. Baby, I be messed up for ya. I get dark thoughts too, but I keep them. Shorty got a friend group up, so I jump. Order that I keep it on the low, but I peep them. Nowadays, I'm stuck up in that mode, don't need a re-up. I'm really him, so keep up. Always got that cutter on me, let it creep up, yeah. Or they need a squad, they need a team up, yeah. I feel like Scotty got my beam up. No, my dope bad. You spend your cash on a you never had, yeah. I'ma tell me, boy, don't lie. So I ain't gon' slide if that ain't by the bag, yeah. My life changed so fast that I don't even recognize myself from last, yeah. Said she never needed no man, but when she with you, said she needs somebody else. Now I ain't tryna add no pressure, oh yeah. I know that they all doing extra. She got dark thoughts, send me hits on, yeah. Baby, I be messed up for ya. Said she wanted me to explore her now. Baby, let me get a little toy, yeah. And she got dark thoughts, let me hit some now. Baby, I be messed up for ya. No, my so bad. You spend your cash on a you never had, yeah. I'ma tell me, boy, don't lie. So I ain't gon' slide if that ain't by the bag, yeah. My life changed so fast that I don't even recognize myself from last, yeah. Said she never needed no man, but when she with you, said she needs somebody else.
Little Tecker and Dark Thoughts on Capital Breakfast. We are getting a lot of messages because of the idea I've had with our friends at Greggs. Told you it'd work, guys. Do you want to read the text messages? And whilst you're doing that, try not to choke on your humble pie.
Victoria's WhatsApp saying, yes, Jordan, I'm from Sunderland. Went to King's Cross in London. Went to the Greggs there at the weekend and I realised I couldn't get a corned beef pasty. Gutted.
I wasn't aware this was an issue, but it's clearly resonated. We're getting a lot of messages. Ash says, what? I am shocked to the core that the rest of the country have not experienced a Greggs corned beef pasty. gobsmacked this is not a thing down south.
Well, it's going to be. I've got 2 days to make it a thing, to unite the nation, to end the north-south divide and make sure that by this time next year, when we're celebrating our two-year anniversary on Capital Breakfast, we're all a lover of corned beef hash. I'm not happy with it. It's the one thing since I've been on air a year that you have not taken into your hearts.
Well, yeah.
It's because our only experience of it has been making it.
Yes.
And
that it's coming in a Tupperware dish. And it's, listen, I can tell from quite a few texts that are coming in that they seem to go as far south as South Wales. And that's where the sort of the border seems to stop on the old corned beef pasties.
Kaz says, Jordan, I'm up for this. Corned beef pasties from Greg's Erase. I haven't seen one in a while in Blackburn, but as a student, I grew up on those. We need to get them to the nation. Right.
Oh, Jess actually works in Greg's in Staffordshire. She's messaged, we do have the corned beef bake here. Good luck on your mission. Godspeed.
Thank you. Thank you, Jess. Thank you, my child. I will make this happen. I will. Chris, you're looking a bit sceptical.
No, I just think it's Friday in 2 days' time.
But... you want them rolled out in London. But listen, we've done madder things on this show. I'm not going to actually doubt you on this one. We're just going to have to see what happens.
If we can storm the capital, right, then we can take over the nation.
With a pasty.
With a pasty. It's okay. Beautiful. I don't want you ever to forget about us.
Everything froze with just one glance then. From heaven and nothing feels like hell. Well, here's the truth of it. I don't want you ever to forget about us. In the front seat, listening to songs that made you think about me. Bonfire smoke on your hoodie that I stole from your flat. No, I never gave it back.
Here's a lass who's definitely had a corned beef pasty. Perry and Forget About Us on Capital Breakfast. They have them up there in the northeast. And one man who, when he goes to Greg's, gets a gingerbread man and goes straight for the head. The bong man, he's on the way next.
Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
And eBay.
Shop pre-loved fashion for less this spring.
Ever wondered what loads more data feels like? It's the freedom to scroll, snap, and stream for a really long time. Giffgaff is now giving you loads more data for no more money. Like a massive 100 gigabytes of data for just £15 a month with an 18-month contract. Join Giffgaff today. You know you want to. 18-month commitment required. Terms and data roaming restrictions apply. See giffgaff.com/terms.
Summer's almost here. Use it wisely. EasyJet flies to over 500 sunny places where you can leave winter you behind from just £30 one way. Become pool-splashing, life-loving you again. EasyJet. Get out there. Selected flights June to September. Limited availability. T's and C's apply.
It's the most wonderful time.
Are you a smart booker or a silly booker? Smart bookers get free fast-track security with On The Beach, so they've got that extra time to buy that much-needed mini toothpaste. Silly bookers, send us a postcard from the queue. Stop booking around and visit onthebeach.co.uk.
Conditions apply. 4-star holidays, 7-night minimum stay. Outbound only for selected airports with 6 people. Adult protected.
On the beach.
From Ryan Coogler.
I seen me in the ways I ain't even know was possible.
Director of Black Panther and Creed.
With all the things that I seen, I ain't ever seen no demons till now.
Comes his next unmissable cinematic event.
Careful, boy. You're gonna bite off more than you can chew.
Starring Michael B. Jordan.
What the hell going on?
This April, the night belongs.
Admit to it.
Admit to what?
To the sinners.
That you dare.
Sinners. In cinemas, April 18. Book tickets now.
The Flame Grilled Whopper from Burger King. The most food-filling burger.
Is it, though?
Is that?
Yes. A slightly better version of you.
I don't understand.
Just like the new Whopper, that's juicier and tastier than ever before. Same, same, but hits different. That's my line now.
Oh, sorry.
Whopper never tasted so good. Order now on the Burger King app.
With Capital Breakfast.
And get home across London with me, Will Manning, this afternoon from 4.
Capital.
This is it.
Level 23.
Final.
Final.
Final round.
Let's go.
Let's go. Let's
go. Almost.
Ah!
Help.
Guys.
All right, I need
more power.
Boost your broadband to turbocharge your gaming and reduce lag with EE Game Mode. Even when everyone's online, this is broadband made for gaming. Search EE Broadband.
EE Game Mode requires EE Smart Hub Plus. To verify, see ee.co.uk/claims.
Capital Travel Update.
With Luton Airport Express. Avoid the traffic. Take the train to the plane.
Morning, Lottie. What's happening on the travel?
Hey, Jordan. Traffic's being held on the A1 northbound at Wellin because of an investigation there. It's slow on the North Circular westbound from Staples Corner to the Neasden Interchange because of roadworks. On the trains, Stansted Express and Greater Anglia services are now starting to run between Bishop Stortford and Stansted Airport because of an investigation. Great Western services are suspended between Guildford and Northcamp, and Southwestern services are not running between Guildford and Aldershot. We're in 30 minutes.
Hi, I'm Chapel Roan. This
is Capital Breakfast.
Ain't got endless on my walls, but I sure no meaning. Calls from the stars and the bars on a Friday night. And other boys made me so mad, but I can close my eyes and have you wrapped around my fingers like.
non-stop.
London's number one.
Hit music station. This is
Capital. Capital.
Yeah, yeah, we bring the stars out. We bring the women and the cars out. Let's have a toast, a celebration, get a glass out. And we can do this until we pass out.
Let it go.
Yeah, I'm in charge now. I'm a star and I brought my car style. I live a very, very, very wild lifestyle. Heidi and Audrina, eat your heart out. I used to listen to you, don't wanna bring arms out. I've got so many clothes, I keep some in my aunt's house. Disturbing London, baby, we about to branch out. Soon I'll be the king like Prince Charles. Yeah, yeah, and there ain't nobody fresher. Semester to semester, raving with the freshers. 20 light bulbs around my table and my dresser. CLC compressor, just in case that don't impress her. Say hello to Dexter, say hello to Uncle Fester. Got him gazing at my necklace and my crazy sun protectors. G-shots, I got a crazy dumb collection. Haters, I can't whoop in, get a second. Yeah, yeah, we bring the stars out. We bring the women and the cars out. Let's have a toast, a celebration, get a glass out. And we can do this until we pass out.
Let it go.
Look at me up in the cheeky booth, man. Look at all the drama we started. Now I'm in here laying on my back, singing DJ. Won't you give me one more track?
Wednesday morning on Capital Breakfast. It's that midweek hump, as some say, but one guy who likes to hump a midweek is the Bond Analyst. Just play the thing.
Capital Breakfast Bond Game.
It's the Bond Game, where we will offer you ever-increasing amounts of money, and all you've got to do to win is shout stop before you hear this sound.
Yeah, that's the sound you need to avoid, because we want you to walk away with some cash.
Yeah, too right. Come on, let's get a winner today. I'm really in the mood for this. So, selected at random, taking on the bong today is Selena from Croydon. Good morning, Selena.
Morning.
Morning. Oh, are you feeling excited?
I am shaking. My heart is going. Oh my God, I can't. I just want to cry. I'm so excited.
Great. Well, look, this is your moment. You're going to take on the Bond Game. Tell us a bit about yourself.
Oh God, yeah. Four kids, trying to get them ready in the morning. Literally was going to go into the office today, so I'm just going to text my manager and go, I'm going to be late. but he's cool. He's fine. I'm a travel agent as well. So obviously if I win a bit of money today, it's going to go towards our holiday and maybe a little bit extra for a little break for me and hubby, because we've got four kids and we need to get away.
Nice. So good. So, Selena, what gave you that sort of, like, impulse today to enter?
Do you know what? So this time last year, I was entering and wasn't getting anything, and then my husband said to me yesterday, he's like, why don't you enter? I was like, oh, I can never get in. And I thought, oh, do you know what? I'm just going to go for it. And I did. Like, and then when I got the call this morning, I literally was just about to phone my kids' school to say one of them's going to be off sick because she's got a really bad cough. And I was like, oh, she's calling me now.
Oh, thank goodness you picked up. Okay, this could be your moment. Let's not jinx it, all right?
All right, Selena, we're all crossing our fingers for you here. Remember, you've just got to shout stop before you hear the bong. Can we hear best practice? Stop in 3, 2, 1.
Stop.
There we go. Best of luck. Here we go.
£300. £546. £700. £184. £183. £1,200. £1,349. £1,920.
Oh, yes! You have nerves of steel!
My husband was like, oh, God, I can't even speak. Oh, my God.
Congratulations. Let this sink in and listen to me very carefully. You, this Wednesday morning, have just won £1,920! Stay right there. We're going to get another song on and see if you shouted stop at the right time. Could you have won more money? We'll find out next.
Capital Breakfast.
Hands out, stretch what you got. Give me your best and I won't turn it down. Cause you're always out to impress. Cause you're always out to impress. You're always out to impress. This is the highlight. Nothing dragging us through the thorns. This is the best time to be young, old or reborn. Live like we're gonna die. Do things we've never done before. This is the highlight.
This morning, where Selena from Croydon has just won herself £1,920. Everyone's buzzing up and down the country that's listening. And it sounds like everyone in your house is buzzing as well.
They are. And we're like, oh, my God. Yeah, they've just come out and out of the bathroom.
This is so good. Is your husband there?
He is, yeah.
Is he a happy man?
He is. He was literally trying to write down the numbers. So I had him, like, right close to my head.
All right, let's get back into it and see if you shouted stop at the right time. Could you have won yourself more money? Here we go.
£1,920.
Oh, that was a grand jump there.
Oof.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, a grand. Yeah, great. But I'm so happy what we got. Like, honestly, this is just, yeah.
Okay, well, look, you could have walked away with £2,920, but you have bagged yourself £1,920, and that is more than enough money for you and your husband and four kids to go on holiday.
Yeah, bit of spending money. Yeah, I think that's enough for spending money, let alone anything else.
Yeah, lovely stuff.
They won a lot, so yeah.
There you go. Stay right there, and we'll get all your details, get that money sent out to you, plus the bong pong as well. And if you think you can take on the bong, man, all you got to do is get to Global Player. It's the official Capital app, and we're playing at 7:45 tomorrow morning.
With Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
And eBay.
Get spring ready with pre-loved fashion.
Sit pretty in the city with EasyJet Holidays. The perfect hotel by the perfect piazza, enjoying that perfect gelato. And right now is the perfect time to book, with flights and hotel from just £189 per person. Search EasyJet Holidays. Get out there. Travel March to June for 2 adults and 2 nights. Limited availability. Adult protected. T's and C's apply.
Think of a breakfast muffin with sausage and egg. Yep, that's the one. You can see it, can't you? Deep in your mind. Sausage, egg, cheese, muffin. I don't even need to say its name, do I? Breakfast done properly. Served until 11 a.m.
This is going to sound odd.
Unicorns are real, and I don't think we're supposed to be here.
This Friday, poke around.
I am telling you, bad things will happen.
And find out.
I need you to act like everything is fine.
It's going
to
kill us.
I don't think I should be in swim shorts for this moment.
Paul Rudd, Jenna Ortega, Will Poulter with Tia Leone and Richard E. Grant.
Called it. There's no negotiating with monsters.
Death of a Unicorn. In cinemas everywhere Friday.
Here's hoping we kill Bigfoot on the way home, huh?
And it's how seasons live in.
Say hi to new memories and time together. Say hi to hot tubs. And say hi to Ho Seasons with up to 30% off in our spring sale. Book your next UK holiday today. Hurry, offer ends 7th of April. See website for terms and conditions.
Ho Seasons living, and away we go now, baby.
Say hi to Ho Seasons this spring.
If you were missold a home on a holiday park, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900.
Listen to the sound!
The official Capital app. And home to the best podcasts like Luana. Join Louisa Zisman and Anna Williamson for their no-holds-barred rants on the topical stories of the week and catch up with all of their latest antics.
What? No!
Player, the official Capital app.
The latest news.
Next, Capital.
Angela Rippon, what are you doing here?
I've come to tell you about using energy flexibly, Albert.
Flexibly?
Yes, smart meter owners could get rewarded for moving their energy use, like doing the laundry at off-peak times.
So I don't need to do the splits?
No, Albert. Nobody wants to see that.
Get rewarded for using energy flexibly, only with a smart meter. Search Get a Smart Meter today.
Eligibility and availability vary. Consumer action required. Reward schemes and tariffs available to selected customers from selected suppliers.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Capital.
This is Capital.
From Global Z's room at 8, dozens more women have come forward with claims against sex offender Zhen Haozhou. Commander Kevin Southworth from the Met is leading the investigation.
There were sadly a whole number of videos that were recovered with Zhen Haozhou, which indicated potential further offending of the same nature against other unidentified women.
The Chinese student was convicted of drugging and raping 10 women after a trial in London last month. Police say he could be one of the UK's worst sex offenders. Hollywood actor Val Kilmer, who played Batman in the 90s, has died aged 65. His last role was alongside Tom Cruise in Top Gun Maverick. Capital Showbiz reporter in LA, Sean Mandel, says he had something special.
There are very few actors who can reach that level of leading man superstardom.
He'd been diagnosed with throat cancer in 2014. A major survey has found there's been a big drop in the number of people who are satisfied with the NHS. Just 21% of people were happy with the health service in 2024. A senator in the US has broken a record by criticizing Donald Trump for more than 24 hours. Cory Booker has made the longest speech ever in the US Senate. And Leonardo DiCaprio says his upcoming movie is incredibly epic. He's working on a black comedy called One Battle After Another.
Capital Weather. Keep up to date on Global Player, the official Capital app.
Dry in London this morning with blue skies and sunshine later on, highs of 15 degrees. From Global's newsroom, Capital Reports, I'm Lottie Morley.
This is Capital.
From Global.
Capital Breakfast.
Capital Breakfast with Jordan North, Chris Stark, and Sean Welby.
Wednesday morning on Capital Breakfast. This is 2nd April. I'm Jordan North, and sitting opposite me are two little crackers, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
Oh, I like that. I like how you change up the description for us every time. It's cute.
My two little crackers.
You're a cracker yourself. Okay, we've got a big show for you. Coming up next, we've got the stars of the show everyone's talking about right now. I bet someone in the last couple of weeks has said, have you seen Severance?
Yes.
Severance is one of those shows where we've been a bit slow to catch up on it here in the UK. It's on Apple TV, so it's one of those where not everyone has that subscription. I always say it's worth it, even if you just get it for the month. Pay it to watch that, because you'll be then on the bandwagon. And look, it's a bit of a head spinner. It's quite a confusing show. So before we get the cast of Severance in to talk about it, which is happening very, very soon, we're going to fill you in on what you need to know.
I'm sorry I'm here for someone else, but it's good to see your face. And I really hope you're doing well. I hope you're doing well. She was running late for dinner outside of town. Left the phone a little bitter, but it's cool for now. Far from perfect for each other, but we'll work it out, I suppose. Now I'm waiting at the diner looking traumatized, 'cause you walk up to the table with an order of fries. And I know you, yes I know you, used to love you. And I said, I'm sorry I'm here for someone else, it's good to see your face. And I really hope you're doing well. Talk at the bar all by ourselves, but I'm here for someone else.
What happened next?
When she finally walks into the restaurant, hate to say it, but I knew it, I was already gone. Oh, Benny, don't do it, you're breaking her heart. Benny, don't do it, Benny, don't do it. But I need to go. Talk at the bar all by ourselves, but I'm here for someone else.
Capital.
Capital Breakfast.
I took a page out of your favorite book. You saw me last just by the way you look. Taught me a language that I never speak. Baby, that ain't for me. That ain't for me. I dug my grave watching you, where you move. You took me higher than I ever flew. Too many times gave you a second chance. Baby, I'm just a man. I'm just a man. No more thinking about you late night. No more running around with your friends now. The picking the pieces of my soul.
Good morning. Coming up, we've got the stars of the hottest TV show right now on the show. They're joining the chats, Adam Scott and Britt Lauer. They will be with us in about 10 minutes' time to talk about Severance. All right. For those of you that haven't seen Severance, it's a TV show that everybody's talking about. It can be quite hard to explain, but don't worry, we've got you. We're going to give you a little Severance glossary so you know what we're on about when our guests come in. Obviously, if you watch the show, like us, you're going to be obsessed with it and you're going to love this.
Yeah, so Severance is about a company called Lumen, right? And the employees have been severed, meaning they've got a chip in their brain which enables them to completely split their work life from their personal life. So this means they have two different versions of themselves. They have their innie, who just exists inside of work, and their outie is their life outside of work. So every time they get into the lift to go to work, they switch into work mode. When they get in the lift to go home, they switch out and go into home mode.
I can't remember what they do outside of work or inside of work. It's so good.
It's so good because it isn't too far from what I think the future could be. Do you know what I mean? Especially with like Elon Musk in charge. So look, their separate personalities never merge. So the innie doesn't know what goes on outside work. The outie doesn't know what goes on inside work. This gets quite deep when you start watching it because you realise, as humans, we are our memories, right? So if you've got an innie who doesn't know what's going on with their outie, it's like two separate people.
Well, it is. It's like, just imagine right now, you finish work and you go out of work, you forget what's happened at work and you become a totally different person. Even though you're the same human, you're like two different people. It would be like you, Jordan, you know, everyone listening knows you as a kind of working class, proud northerner who loves Greggs and that sort of thing. That's you at work. It would be like you leaving work.